All right. You can hear me fine. I'm just folding some laundry.
Voice memo. Voice memo with Amanda. She records it on her iPhone.
I'm getting myself some coffee. Mostly I do it because I love the smell. I love when I'm like cleaning out the kitchen and I brew a pot of coffee and then the house smells so nice and clean and like stuff like that. I watched that Banshees of Inisherin movie. And you know what? My dad is truly the worst with spoiling movies. I don't know if I've talked about that already here. I think maybe I have, because he's really bad. Where he just kind of will be like, yeah, it's good, and then casually mention something that I'm like, is that a big part of the movie? Oh, no, no, no. And then I watch the movie, I'm like, yeah, that's like a main plot point that not only did you tell me it happens. So now I'm watching the movie thinking, I'm watching the movie with the purpose of, like, the intention of, like, please don't let this be a major plot point, because I already know what's going to happen. Kind of just ruins the movie all the way around. So that movie was kind of ruined. And I wish I could watch it again for the first time. I think I'm going to do a thing now where I don't watch any trailers. I'll just go on Rotten Tomatoes or like go off of what people recommend to me and then just go to the movie theater that way. Because that's how I saw Barbarian, and I really, really liked that. And I think I liked it so much more because I really didn't know anything about it. I didn't even realize Justin Long was in it, because then, you know, when you're watching it, you're like, okay, well, where's Justin Long? I just knew Skarsgård was in it. But besides that, you know, I didn't really know much, which really makes a movie, it's so much better that way. I mean, isn't that the way movies are meant to be seen? Anyway, as I'm folding these clothes, I'm watching, well, the internet's not working, so I'm watching Stupid Drew Barrymore. Her stupid show, which, you know, it's got a weird, like, color scheme. It's like mustard yellow is kind of like the main color with which everything else is kind of designed around, like very mid-century browns, dark blues, beige, mustard yellow. So all of the studio audience wears yellow masks, which is just so stupid. And it kind of is like dystopian, where it's like, yeah, Drew Barrymore's not wearing a mask. Nobody else is except for the audience. It really kind of like highlights that, I don't know, the difference between you and us, you know. There's this lady that's on there. They're cooking something. They're making zucchini bread or something. And you know what? I'm starting to, like, I don't know if I'm on board with all this, like, gut health stuff. Like, there's this teacher that, she was my teacher when I was in fifth grade. But she was 23 or something. So she's not that much older than me. She's maybe 10 years older than me. And she just had her second son a few years ago. So he's a little bit younger than Miles. So we've reconnected and we see each other sometimes. And I follow her on Instagram, and I guess she had, like, you know, lupus, and she has an autoimmune thing. So she's like very into health. And so now she's like got her health, some sort of verified health license, which I'm like, what is that exactly? Like, it just seems like such a pseudoscience, which, you know, maybe some of it's true, but it just feels so much like a scam to me. And she posts links to things that she uses, and it's like, if you use her code, you get 10% off, which makes me feel like, well, do you really use that? I don't know. It just feels kind of like a pyramid scheme. And it's like all this like gut health. And she's like, oh, I use this skin brush. You know, I don't know if you guys have heard of dry brushing, where you like brush your skin like to get rid of the dead skin cells, I'm assuming, before you get in the shower. And she has one that's like charged with ions and like negative ions. It has like copper in it. I'm like, is that real? That seems a little like, what? What are I mean, I remember learning ions in chemistry, but I didn't remember it being like something good for your skin. I feel like there's a whole new market product line for this like gut health, skin health, with like all these weird buzzwords where I'm like, maybe it's probably better if you don't use any soap or don't use like any wash. And maybe if we just all ate like fruits and vegetables, we'd probably be feeling better instead of buying, you know, $200 supplements, which I thought the whole point of supplements is that, or not the whole point, but I thought one issue with supplements is that your body doesn't even really absorb it. Like if you're going to take vitamin C, you want to eat it. You want to take a vitamin C vitamin or gummy or whatever while eating other food to help your body absorb it. So I'm like, what are these supplements? It just seems like if supplements really worked, then nobody would be, like, you wouldn't need to buy the supplements. Like, there would be no industry for it. And my dad would always tell me that, like, with, because I had bad acne. I mean, I still, like, break out and stuff. I have sensitive skin. And he would tell me even when I was a kid, like, or a teenager, I guess, you know, they're not going to make a face wash that's going to cure acne, or else you wouldn't have to buy their face wash anymore. So there's always something in it, you know, that's like, oh yeah, it'll help until you stop using it. And then it's not really going to help. And it's probably better if like we just were healthier in general, which is easier said than done because I'm not as healthy as I'd like to be. But something about this whole like gut thing, what is the, like, I don't know, it just kind of came out of nowhere. Now everybody's talking about it. Gut health. A zucchini is good for your gut. It's like, yeah, it's a vegetable or a fruit. Like, of course it's going to be good. If it comes from the earth and you grew it in your backyard, it's probably going to be better for you than fucking McDonald's. I don't know. I'm just kind of starting to understand, like, the concept of the word product. You know, it's just something made so that it can be consumed and purchased. It's not like people that are creating these things really have an interest in helping, at least for the most part. Maybe they do. Maybe I'm just being cynical. Let's see what's on Drew tomorrow. Oh, Brendan Fraser. You know, I love that everybody's happy about Brendan Fraser, but I really wish he was as hot as he was when he was younger. Because really, he's not, he does not look good, I don't think. His eyes look weird and his teeth are weird, and I wish he looked like he did in The Mummy. I think that would be easier for him to get movie roles if he didn't like lose his good looks. I mean, that just happens, okay? But I am happy for him. He seems very happy. It also does have this sort of like hint of like, oh, we feel bad for you because like you look weird now and your hair's weird. And I guess he is really good in this movie. I haven't seen it. But, you know, these awards and stuff that he's winning, I feel like people just feel bad for the way he was treated and the way he looks now. Excuse me. That's God punishing me for making fun of Brendan Fraser. Really, though, I mean, I was watching George of the Jungle the other day, and I was like, I used to watch this as a kid, and he's so good looking in that movie. It's crazy. It's like all tan, his long hair, like his body's just insane. Anyway, oh, I was looking for something to watch. Oh, look, she's holding up a book of Drew Barrymore's holding up a book of Martin Luther King, some biography of Martin Luther King. Oh, and she was interviewing Tracy Ellis Ross earlier, which just makes me laugh because I'm like, who cares? That bitch has had the most like privileged life. I don't know. I'm just, you know, the whole, I hate the term Nepo baby. I really do. I think it's so stupid. And it's very irritating that this like younger generation thinks they're so smart because they figured out that like Dakota Johnson's dad is Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith or whatever, like that successful actors are usually children of successful actors. Because it's like, yeah, obviously. Like, are you guys dumb? But I do think it's fun to talk about because it really is crazy how so many people are like, yeah, they like to claim like they do hard work and that they're interesting and stuff. And it's like, you're not interesting. Like, your mom's Diana Ross. Why do I want to listen to anything you have to say? Acting's not that hard. Why are there 10 different award shows for acting? It's like, who cares? But you know why they did that is so that people would go see movies. And it works, honestly. If there's a, you know, Oscar-nominated movie, you're like, oh, it might be good. Maybe I'll go watch that. I have a friend who, admittedly, I mean, she'll even admit it. She's not, like, a big movie person, never really was. And she's dating this guy who likes to watch movies all the time. And it was funny because she, you know, she's, like, starting to watch more movies that she'd never seen before. And watching old movies like Casablanca and shit. I'm like, I've never seen Casablanca. I've seen, you know, the Orson Welles movie, whatever that, Rosebud. What the hell is that movie called? I can't even think of it. I'll think of it by the end of this. Anyway, she's watching these old movies to kind of like catch up on all the stuff that she's missed. But then she's like, oh yeah, I watched, what did she watch? Oh, I told her to watch this movie, Watcher. Which is pretty good. It's on Shudder. It's kind of scary. Like a girl who's being stalked. And I was like, yeah, you should watch it. It's really good. And then she lives in New York, but she comes here a lot. And so she was on her way back from New York. And I was texting her like, oh, how was your flight? Well, whatever. She's like, it was so good. I watched Watcher on the plane. It was so good. And I mean, listen, I'm a hater. Obviously, you can tell that by the podcast. But a part of me is like, you still don't get it. Like, you shouldn't be watching a movie like that on a, you know, on the back of the plane, of a plane TV. Maybe she was watching it on her laptop. I don't know. But I was like, oh, I like to watch movies at home or in the theater with the lights off by myself, preferably. Brendan, if it's not something Brendan likes, you know, I'm like, you're almost there, girl. You're almost there. And something that's also really annoying is when friends are like, I don't watch scary movies. I don't watch scary movies. I had this one friend who didn't want to watch scary movies in high school. I'd be like, come on, let's go see this. No, I don't like scary movies. And then now she's like, oh my gosh, I love horror movies. Have you seen this scary movie? I'm like, what? How come you didn't like it when I wanted to go watch it? I don't know what that phenomenon is of feeling like betrayed or something. Why do you like that now? Why didn't you like it when I liked it? You know? Some weird, like, I don't know what that is. But I get that a lot. And then I get kind of, like, annoyed. And then mad. You know, then I want to, like, and violent. No, I'm just kidding. But for real. Because then my friend, who's, like, honestly terrified of scary movies. She always has been. She wouldn't watch The Babadook. That was the last time I think I tried to get her to watch a scary movie. She's like, I can't. This bitch watched Hereditary by herself. In her room on her laptop. Do you see what I'm saying? Why would you watch that movie on your laptop? Just ruins it. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm getting older that those things bother me. Like, Brendan and I watched this movie. It's, so there's this Indonesian movie called Satan's Slaves. It's really good. It's really scary. And it's in Indonesian, so obviously there's subtitles. And that language is, you know, no offense if you're Indonesian, but Javanese is, like, the weirdest language. Like, I don't know how words are being put together. If you listen to Javanese, it's crazy. Anyway, there's a sequel to it that we were so excited to watch. We finally watched it. It was on Shudder. And the subtitles were like fucked up where they were happening. The subtitles were happening before they were speaking and it would kind of ruin scenes because you would know what would happen before you saw it happen. And it wasn't, it was just like an issue, I guess, with Prime Video or with Shudder, because I tried to stop it and restart it, and it wasn't fixing it. And I really was kind of bummed, because I'm like, damn, I was really excited to see this, and that just kind of ruined it. And I don't like, you know, I want my first experience watching a movie to be really great. And I think that's why I liked Barbarian so much, is because I didn't know what was going to happen. It was so exciting and scary and fun to see in a theater. Like, it was just an overall fun experience. And I wish every movie watching experience could be like that. One more thing before I go is, what the hell happened to Tara Reid? Do you remember her? She just looks bad. And she was so pretty. And then, I don't know what the hell happened. But, pray for Tara Reid, okay?
And Sharknado.
All right, you guys are lucky. You got a second one. I was folding laundry. I hope that wasn't too loud. All right, I love you. Bye.
Voice memo with Amanda. She records.